This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says it has expanded its ground operations to every part of Gaza in pursuit of U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. It has ordered more evacuations in the crowded south, followed by heavy bombardment, and vows that operations there will be no less strength than its shattering offensive in the north. Palestinians in Gaza say they are running out of places to go. The Gaza Strip bordering Israel and Egypt is sealed. Many of the territory's 2.3 million people are crammed in the south after Israel ordered civilians to leave the north. Hopes for another temporary truce are fading after Israel called its negotiators home. U.S. officials say they continue to press Israel to try to avoid civilian casualties as the fighting in Gaza has resumed, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel is responding to U.S. cautions that it work harder to prevent the deaths of Palestinian civilians.
They have actually given civilians in Gaza a list, a map. It's online, where a list of areas where they can go to be more safe.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, but after sending civilians to southern Gaza, military action is taking place there. He says Hamas breached the truce last week by not providing a list of women and children hostages eligible for release. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police said some 20,000 people protested in the Belgian capital on Sunday to demand more action to fight global warming as delegates from some 200 countries meet in Dubai for the UN's COP28 climate conference. Marching to the sound of drums, protesters waved banners saying, "Act now and there is no Planet B." This is VOA News. A 26-year-old suspect, a French national arrested after an attack, had pledged allegiance to Islamic State in a video recorded beforehand, France's anti-terrorism prosecutor said on Sunday. A man armed with a knife and a hammer killed a German tourist and left two people, including a British man, wounded near the Eiffel Tower in Paris late on Saturday in what President Emmanuel Macron called a terrorist attack. In early November, Nigeria launched its first interconnected solar hybrid mini-grid in Nasarawa State to make electricity more reliable, renewable, and accessible. Gibson Emeka has a story from Abuja, Nigeria. Grace Oinubi narrates.
Community leader Dauda Yakubu says the new solar power grid is making his life easier. He says there has been progress and development in welding, pumping fuel at filling stations, grinding, water purification and refrigeration. Entrepreneur Suleiman Dauda says the community is enjoying the added ease and other benefits of the solar grid. He says they didn't have light before the solar was installed. They used a generator, which was challenging. For Gibson Emeka in Abuja, Nigeria, Grace Oyenubi, VOA News.
Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for a deadly bombing at a Catholic mass in the Philippines on Sunday that killed at least four people and injured 50 others. The attack was carried out in a university gymnasium in the southern city of Marawi. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
Sunday morning's attack follows a series of military operations against local pro-Islamic State groups in the southern Philippines. Both the police and the military have strengthened security in the country's south and around the capital, Manila. In 2017, the city of Marawi was besieged for 5 months by Islamist militants. During the battle between those fighters and Philippine forces, more than 1,000 people were killed, including civilians.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. A powerful earthquake that struck the southern Philippines has killed at least one villager and injured several others as thousands scrambled out of their homes in panic and jammed roads to higher grounds after a tsunami warning was issued. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake Saturday night had a magnitude of 7.6 and struck at a depth of 32 kilometers. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said it expected tsunami waves to hit the southern Philippines and parts of Indonesia and Malaysia, but later dropped its tsunami warning. Download the VOA mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.